The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. I don't have my bell.
Welcome to you. Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
What are you... Okay, tell me what you're sipping on, but also tell me, paint me... a picture, because I can see you have a different background. I know you're in California, but like, describe to me your whole situation right now.
Okay. So we did the road trip yesterday. We arrived. So we're recording this, you guys, on what is today? Saturday. You're listening to it on Tuesday. So as you're listening to this, we are actually making the trek back home. But right now we're in Long Beach. We drove yesterday here, and I was terrified how the ride was going to be.
Yeah.
Went fine. I mean, we ran into no traffic, thank goodness.
Wow.
We drove to Palm Springs, stopped in Palm Springs, had lunch, and then did the final like 2 hours or something from Palm Springs to here. Checked in, and this place is adorable. It's tiny. I thought that it was a 3-bedroom and it had a barbecue in the backyard because I told my little sister, hey, you can stay here if you want. I think we've got room. And also we're throwing her a going away party because she's going to Miami. And I was like, yeah, we could host it at our place because it's not going away party. It's just like the family.
Yeah.
For her.
Gathering.
I'm like, yeah, we've got a barbecue, whatever. We don't have any of those things. And so I was like, Morgan, there's no room. You can't stay here. You can. We got a couch, you know, but it's so cute. Like, it's a cute little Airbnb. And I'm sitting in one of the bedrooms right now. John and Revy are about to go swimming at my sister's. Mac is down for a nap, but he's not going down easy. He's not going down without a fight.
Yeah. Change of environment thing. Yeah.
So John is staying until he's down. And then after I wrap up here, then we're going to go over there. But both of my sisters live in LA. My older sister lives in Long Beach. So that's where we are. And then my younger sister, she graduated from UCLA in 2020. She lives in like Santa Monica area. And she cruised down last night. We hung out all together. And then she's just going to continue to make the trip, I guess. Then my mom lands tomorrow afternoon. And that whole thing is happening. She's never met Mac. I mean, John hasn't seen her in 7 years, probably.
Ages. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, it'll be, you know, it'll just be interesting. It'll be good. It'll be great. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the scene. That's the scene I have painted for you. I am sipping on, this is going to be part of, today we're bringing you guys summer staples. Like, I think it's like summer staples, like what we go to every summer, but also it's like, what am I going to be going to this summer? You know?
Oh, okay.
Well, whatever. It can be, that's what came to my brain was like.
I just channeled the summers of my life. And some of it is a trip down the past.
This is what I prefer. I prefer that you bring that and that we're not just totally aligned on like, here, buy this, go do. But my brain didn't do that. My brain was like, what are the things that I need to have a successful summer?
Oh, yeah.
So I brought that. So I'm currently drinking my summer must-have drink, which is a spicy tequila. I found this tequila called Ghost. And it is bomb.com. It's a Blanco clean tequila called Ghost mixed with sparkling water. And I am drinking, it's like a strawberry mango from Target brand. Good and Gather, you know, sparkling water. So that's what I've got going on in here. And I've got some backup water, but like just straight up, you know, H2O.
Yeah.
That's what I'm drinking. Why don't you paint a scene for us where what's going on in your life and what you're drinking?
Yeah, you guys. So I talk a lot about my life. We both talk a lot about our lives over on Patreon. So patreon.com/youcansipwithus. That's where we drop Friday episodes that are like everything about us. Over on Friday's episode from last week, I talked a lot about postpartum, my zombie status. Ellie is officially, when you guys listen to this, she'll be a month old, which doesn't check out. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But these next couple weeks, it's her first leap as well, which if you're a new mom and haven't heard of the Wonder Weeks app, Ashley turned me onto it when Ben was little, and it tells you like when kids go through major stages of development, there's their worlds are becoming a lot bigger in a lot of ways, and so they can like cry more or be more clingy, or their eating or resting schedule might be kind of disrupted. But it tells you why and like how to support them and the things that are about to happen. And so like Ellie's going to be able to start paying attention to things for longer on this night. So it's like really cool, right? But like there's a helps you kind of brace for impact, because literally they have a calendar where these leaps are like lightning bolts and then the other days are like sunshine.
Yes.
And she's also going through a lot of things with her digestion, like her internal organs are like she's really developing a lot. Mm. And so that can be a lot for her. So why am I talking about all this? Because how I'm doing is like in total conjunction with how she's doing.
Right.
Because everything revolves around her right
100%.
Now. 100%. So my zombie status is still mostly zombie than human. Mm-hmm. I'm still on just stretches of naps.
I think it's
– and it's going to be that way for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about this on Patreon, and I think it's just bears repeating that a couple weeks ago, Colleen said she was 60% zombie, 40% human. Week after that, she was 50-50, and then she moved to 80% this week is 80% zombie, 20% human. And I think that that's important because it's like postpartum is not linear. It's not like every day it just gets easier, you know? Nope. It's like – it's kind of a – there's peaks and valleys, and like maybe next week it'll be better, but – maybe it won't be because she's in the middle of a leap. And I just feel like it's just good to kind of level set as new moms that it's not like every week gets better. You just kind of hunker down for 4 months basically and you just ride the waves.
Yeah. Like in the beginning, there was a lot of riding on adrenaline too. Mm. And then the adrenaline goes away and it's like, whoa, it's been 4, 5, 6 weeks that I have not had a full night's sleep. Like, whoa, you know? Yeah. But we're doing – well, I had my my wellness checkup the other day and everything. I'm well.
Oh, good.
I'm good. Everything with me is good. Good.
Good.
Everything's good. My iron levels are good, which was of concern. Mm-hmm. Because if you guys have listened to the birth story, there's my iron's good. And I'm drinking. So our mornings are slow. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. because my schedule right now is like I stay up and give her a dream feed at like midnight-ish. And then she's up at 3:30 for another feed. And then she's up again at like 7.
And are you doing – you're doing all of those feeds?
I'm doing all of them.
Okay. I thought you had said that you switched to a bottle at one of the feeds.
I did, but I'm giving her the bottle.
You're still doing it. Okay.
Because Chris is getting up with Ben.
Oh, right.
Like, mm-hmm. pretty early. So and then I go down for a nap and he – anyway, we've got a thing.
Balance.
And he'll stay up with me too for the dream feed. Like last night we did it together. Mm-hmm. Like – and I can't – even if I wanted to go to bed earlier than that, I don't know. I'm not a good like napper or like early – I'm not a good early to bedder.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't think I could crash at like 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Without the use of some melatonin or like some, I'm the same.
Which I don't want to do because then I'm just wake. Like, I'm, you know what I mean?
Right.
Anywho, but our morning started off really slow. We went on a long, Ben took a long bike ride and we did the stroller situation. And then we went and got coffees because it's still – even though it's 1:30 in the afternoon, it feels like it should be like 10 a.m.
Yeah,
or something.
Right.
Just how slow and weird the days are. Mm-hmm. But I went and got a – there's this place in Lake Oswego, if you live in Oregon, called Happy Sparrow, and they do kolaches. Have you heard of those?
Yes. They have a place in San Diego.
Yeah, they're delicious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kolaches are delicious. So I went and got some kolaches, and they also do excellent coffees. And this one's like a turmeric, black pepper, espresso. What else is in there? But it was one of those situations, and it's very good. It's very like savory and like kind of spicy, you know? Mm-hmm. It's delicious. And I have a water. But I want to be in the mode of like having a summer drink.
Yeah.
But it's like a cloudy day and I've got a coffee. Right. That's where I'm at.
That's where you're at. Yeah.
And I have a lot of fogginess in my brain. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But I might Christmate something halfway through. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. What I want to do is be in LA by a pool with you.
Yeah. I know. I'd love
that. Damn. Damn. And you've got like our merch hat on. Is that like a swimsuit? You're like ready to go to the pool?
Well, no. This is like a sports bra kind of, but I think I might just wear it as a swimsuit.
Yeah,
it looks, you know, swimsuity material.
You've got summer vibe city right now.
I'm summer vibing right now hard. Yes, because it's also like 75 and beautiful here. It's not 175 like it is in Arizona. Yeah. So you know, it's lovely. We're sitting outside. The back patio of this place is amazing. We walked to go get coffee today, and we sat outside and ate at that place. Then we went to the park and the kids played around, and I pulled up my online library of fitness things, and my sister and I did a workout at the park. I wasn't planning on it, but it was just like felt like let's do it. Yeah, great. So and then we walked back and we hung out back and we're doing blocks and things. It's a vibe. We're on a full summer vibe right now.
How is it seeing Callan?
Well, he's the freaking cutest baby. Sometimes I was talking to my sister about this. I was like, I think he could be a model. And I try to see, like, am I biased, right? And I'll try to look at the kid through the lens of, if I was a stranger, would I think he's cute? And I do think Callan could be the cutest baby I've ever seen. Hmm. I don't know. He's freaking adorable, and like, his eyes are just magical and mesmerizing. And Sarisa's like, well, yeah, I mean, I'm biased. And I'm like, I know, but like, I really think that if I was a stranger seeing him, he would, you know, he would catch my eye.
He's a stunner.
He's a good looking kid. And, you know, that's not the case for all kids. I remember thinking my kids were the cutest things on the planet. And then I look back at pictures and I'm like, oh, like you're so much cuter now.
They had to grow into themselves a little, didn't they?
Always adorable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like they were always adorable. But like I was giving the example to them that, you know, when I sometimes see kids I'll see kids and I'll see that the parents love the children. And I think that's a face only a mother could love, you know, like, and I never thought that about my kids. And yet when I look at photos, I'm like, oh yeah. I mean, that fits in that camp, you know?
Not
every stage of the life is adorable, but this so far, Callan hasn't had an ugly stage. He's the freaking cutest kid. And he's big. He's like crawling and pulling himself up now. His eyes are just, they've always been so mesmerizing. So anyway, he's amazing. My kids are obsessed with him. And we're going to celebrate his birthday. So they've just been singing happy birthday to him 40 times a day, you know?
Perfect.
They're very excited about that. So that's very fun. It's very fun.
Oh my God.
But my little sister, so she got into med school and she's moving to Miami. And we were talking yesterday. She's like, I need help, figuring out a lease. And then she was telling me she's still hoping. She's on the wait list at some university in San Diego, but she hasn't been accepted to med school in 2 years. And she's applied. She's paid $20,000. I did not realize that there's this many fees for applications, but $20,000 in application fees over the last 2 years. Isn't that insane?
That's criminal.
It's criminal. So she's waiting.
What?
But insane.
That's honestly criminal.
It seems like it. You're just freaking applying just for them to tell you no, and you just have to pay. Like, ridiculous. But so she's going. So she got into this place in Miami. It's $130,000 a year, or $120,000 or something like that, $1,000 a year for med school. And she's on the wait list at San Diego, which is $30,000 because it's in-state tuition a year. And I'm like, dude. So it's a difference of like $120,000 all in for 4 years of med school at this, if she got into San Diego, or $530,000 or something like that, if she goes to Miami. And I was like, Dude, I would probably like defer a year. Like figure that is insanity to say.
Does she realize like, how do they the impact that?
I don't know if she does. That? I don't think I understood that when I was young. Because I feel like
impact.
I feel like when you're young, it's just so normalized that you're gonna have student loans. I don't know. Yeah. It just felt like normalized to me. Like, oh, I don't know. But that is massive difference. She was like, well, there's no guarantee that I could get in next year. And she's like, so I'd rather go and then not. And I, but
could she transfer? Could
no.
she go?
So this is the other thing. She said the day you start classes, you can't transfer. You're there. And I was like, for how long? She's like, forever. You can never transfer med school programs.
What?
Right?
This is a whole operation.
I know, it's horrible.
Bogus.
And she is honestly one of the smartest people that I know. Like, she's genius level. So I don't understand how that. But anyway, I felt like that. I needed to talk about it because
that's like a rant.
Crazy. It's a rant. I should have saved it for my rant.
Yeah.
Instead, I have a different rant that's stupid. All rants are stupid because all rants are just bitching about stuff. But yeah, this is my, okay, this is my first quarter rant. And I've got a fourth quarter rant for you as well. Okay.
Okay. Do you also have what's your summer must have?
Yeah, I got some summer
launch
must
have. I'm very excited about
these. Are in no particular order because I, unlike Colleen, am not organized. I just wrote them and I didn't go back through to say put them in.
Hey, guess
categories. What?
I did the same thing today.
I love it. Take a page.
I did
my
the
book,
same
man.
Thing because I can't. I couldn't give any more than I am bringing.
No, you're bringing. Yes, thank you.
And so this is going to be a summer of slop.
Summer slop.
Summer slop.
Okay. So the first thing that I thought of when it came, and some of these things I've told you guys about before, but the first thing that I thought of when it came to summer must haves is sunscreen. So yes. I'm just doubling down on Super Goop. Super Goop sunscreen. And I love the, they have a unseen sunscreen, which is clear, but I actually like the glow screen, which is a little bit of a tint. It's what I have on right now. So it gives you like a little bit of a dewy kind of finish. And I think it's probably you've already added it to our Amazon faves, I'm guessing, because I brought this probably three times now. But when I think about favorites, it's like, oh, should I continue to talk about it? Yes, I'm going to, because that's how much I love it. Right. So it's like, let's let you guys know this is legit. So Super Goop sunscreen. They also have a body screen that I haven't tried it yet, but I want to because I think I saw it on TikTok or something. And it is like the face one that I told you guys about, the one that I like because it has like a tinted moisturizer with a little bit of a dewy finish, but they have a body one called Glow Screen. That one you have not added, I don't think, because I never talked about it. I haven't used it, but I've seen the TikToks and it makes your skin look like luminous.
What?
It's Glow Screen Body SPF in this tube. So you can find that on Amazon. Link it up. Anyway, okay. So sunscreen. There we go. I got a couple things that you got to eat. Okay. So I think I've had this at various points in my life, but have you heard of Cowboy Caviar?
Yes.
Yes. But you're not like super clear on what it is,
but
right?
I don't really know what's in it.
Did I talk about this yet?
I feel like you've talked about it, but it was like a long time ago. I have a couple of things that I'm bringing back from the vault too.
So Cowboy Caviar, you can kind of do however you want, but it's essentially you chop up a bunch of shit and like put it in a bowl and then you could eat it with chips. Or I was thinking it'd be really good with like endive, you know, would be really good.
Okay.
But so when I made it for a couple weeks ago. And you do like red onion, bell peppers, corn, beans, any combo of things, right? I threw some pineapple in mine. You could put mango. You could do none of those. Then you can throw in, I put in like cucumber in mine. You could do tomato, avocado. Basically, it's just a bunch of chopped up veggies. And then you do a sauce, like a dressing. And in my dressing, it was like olive oil, red pepper flakes, salt and pepper, A little bit of honey, lime juice, and like shake that up and drizzle it around. And you could, oh, chili powder, right? So I don't really have a recipe. You just kind of do it to taste. You're like, what veggies do I have? Okay. Chop up all these things. And it is a hit. You could take it to any party, but it's also very fresh tasting. And it's filling because there's a ton of fiber, right? And then if you got the beans in there, you got some protein too. So I just think that's a great summer staple that I'm going to be snacking on all year round.
Hell yeah.
Dessert. My cousin, Kara, she makes, well, she started a couple years ago with these, they were pumpkin bars, pumpkin cream cheese bars. And she was like, I wonder.
You brought those to the pod.
So what she does is the prepared sugar cookie dough, we get the Sweet Lauren's gluten-free one and it's delicious. So you press that into the bottom, right? And then she did the pumpkin. So it was like cream cheese, sugar, egg, vanilla, pumpkin pie spice, pumpkin puree, and cinnamon chips. But she made it into a summer version where she said, replace the pumpkin with blended strawberries. So she blended a bunch of strawberries. I don't know if she sweetened them or not. And then the cinnamon chips, she added dark chocolate chips. So, and then left out the pumpkin pie spice. So the recipe is from Belle of the Kitchen, B-E-L-L-E, Belle of the Kitchen. And you could Google pumpkin cheesecake sugar cookie bars. That's what she sent me. I'll have her post this recipe. But, and the other thing that we thought was like maybe a raspberry with white chocolate chips. I think a lemon with white chocolate chips would be good too. I think what's cool about it is it's like pretty easy, it sounds like, especially because you're getting pre-made sugar cookie dough. Are you looking at it? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at all the things. I'm adding things to our summer staples. I'm on this recipe. Yeah.
Super, super delicious. It's a hit every freaking time she brings it. I end up having 1,000 of them and it's still not enough. So that is a massive win in the, well, year-round dessert. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want it.
So I told you about the drink. I think the key with summer drinking, especially in your 30s and beyond, now that hangovers are real and brain fog is real, is hydration and low sugar. So yes. I've been going to tequila water. And I think that if you guys like spice, you really got to get this. Look for Ghost is the brand, Ghost Tequila, and then just any sparkling water. And it's like you're getting a little buzz, but you're getting some hydration. And tequila is very clean. When I talked about on stories recently that I can't remember what it was for. I think it was Father's Day maybe where we partied all day. And then the next day I felt like crap and struggled with like just low motivation, almost like depression, like mental health kind of. You just like didn't want to do anything, putzing around, you know?
Yeah.
And when I talked about that on social, multiple people messaged and said the key is tequila. Like don't mess around with mixed drinks and sugar and whatever. And so I'm like, okay, I can do that.
Let's try it.
Yeah. So this Ghost Tequila mixed with water, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's just perfect. Okay. So find a clean cocktail that you can, you know, you gotta warm up your palate. Cause I used to do the seltzers, but I feel like they started getting a little too sweet for me or something. I don't know.
Well, and there's a lot of junk.
Right.
I mean, remember we had Megan the dietitian on and we're like, how can it be junk? It's water. And she's like, no, it's junk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the way it's made and all the things.
All the artificial things in there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just water.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. You got to have something to read. And I really feel like, what? You do. You got to have something to read. What?
So this is great.
So I will tell you, I feel like you just need, I mean, I can't believe. What?
That's so funny.
Okay.
No, we went from seltzers and then it was like, I felt like it was all of a sudden a TED Talk.
Oh.
Like it was really commanding and it brought the room. It brought the room back in to focus. You switched to like got to have something to read. You got to have something to read.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm here.
I didn't really give you a heads up that I was switching. It was just we're moving.
No, it was great. I'm here with you. Okay. Yeah, you're taking us with you.
So you have to have something to read. And I think some people love books, right? I bought a Kindle, the basic one that's like $80 or something like that. Good, good, good. Not great. Then I invested in the Kindle Oasis. And the Kindle Oasis is where it's at. This is an investment. Okay, so don't do it if you're not sure if you're going to read, because it's almost $300. So it's you don't get some reading under your, get some reps in first to make sure you're going to use it. Otherwise, waste of money, right? But I love it. It's thicker. It's wider. It's got a whole bunch of more features for like brightness. And so you can do warm tone or cool tone, right? Depending on the day. You can make it dark, like how your iPhone changes. So there's like the dark or the light. It's got buttons. The buttons. I did not think I was going to love the buttons that much. But instead of tapping or swiping, there's buttons that you can push to go forward or backward.
Hell yeah.
I mean, game changer. So you got
the buttons.
If you are a reader, Kindle Oasis. It's so easy. I bought 75 books with me and it's in one little tablet. You know what I mean? I didn't have to pack a suitcase full. One little tablet. Because I don't know how much reading I'm going to do. It was just one little thing.
That's as efficient as it gets.
Now, let's talk about what you should read. If you are wondering what book to read, the one that I just finished that gets a 10 out of 10 is Book Lovers by Emily Henry. Now, I said, I gave this review on my stories and I was like, I just love the banter. And then someone messaged me and she said, if you love banter, you got to pick up this book. So I picked up that book and I was like, this book is stupid as fuck. This banter is not smart. It is not. I was like, no, there's banter, but it's dumb. This is amateur banter. This is Emily Henry.
Amateur banter.
So Emily Henry is the one that wrote Book Lovers, The People We Meet on Vacation, and then her third book Beach Read is the one I was meaning to say. Beach Read, The People We Meet on Vacation, and then Book Lovers is the third one that she just released. What I realized I love about it is intelligent banter. It's not cheesy. It's not corny. There's dry. The characters all have very dry sense of humor. So that's why, like, I think when I gave the review of Beach Read, I was like, I want to be friends with them. Because they remind us of like people that we would be friends with. I would not be friends with the people that are in these other cheesy books, right? Like a lot of rom-com. I feel like rom-com movies. Those are like the cheesy banter. It's like a Simple Mind writing it. I want complex. I want depth. There's only one sex scene in Book Lovers, which I like. Because I don't want erotica.
Raunch City all the time.
No, I want depth of characters. I want story development, right? Book Lovers is I was just about to say it's the best book I've read this year, but I don't know. It's up there in like the top, and I've read 45 books this year so far. So that's saying something. Guys, if you like Colleen and I's sense of humor, if you like intelligent talk and depth of character, intelligent talk, then you want to pick up Book Lovers. It's an easy summer read. I did cry, but it's not like a heartbreaking story. It's just like, oh, I feel for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to add it to my personal Amazon cart right now.
Yes. Do it. Okay. I'm trying to rip through them, but I just can't. I've just got so many things to say.
This is great.
Okay. I asked John what his must have is, and he is a music guy. So I told him, you know, we're doing summer sloppy staples and what's yours? And I said, you know, maybe like this boombox. They're not called boomboxes anymore. Bluetooth speaker. Maybe that big old boombox you're walking around with. What's that? So it's on Amazon.
What's your summer must have?
A boombox.
My pager.
I have to plug into the wall. It weighs 40 pounds. Okay. It's called Ultimate Ears Waterproof Wonder Boom. And it's the small one. It's like $85. I think I just was looking it up on Amazon. Do you see it? There's one that's kind of cute. Right, it's gray with like bright coral plus and minus sign for the. For the volume.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to add this to our Instagram at You Can Sip With Us. There's a link there that you can access our Amazon faves. You can also go to sipsquadpod.com/shop. And there's a list called Summer Staples. so you can shop all this shit.
Shop this shit. Shop the shit. So we've had that for years. It sits out in the Arizona sun like year round. It's got great sound. We've bought many other Bluetooth speakers. Is that the right word? Bought? Speaking of intelligent talking.
Yeah, if you like intelligent talk.
How do you say that? We've purchased.
Bought,
yeah, purchased. We've purchased multiple Bluetooth speakers and just keep coming back to this one. It's so good. What do you want to be playing out of this Bluetooth speaker? What do you want to be listening to?
What?
Colleen, have you heard of Max Frost?
Yeah, I have.
So a couple weeks ago, John had this song playing and I was like, what is this? I love this. And it's Max Frost, Good Morning.
Okay.
Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. I got to do this so that we don't get flagged. Da, 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 da. Hello, good morning. How you doing? Like, isn't this a vibe?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't play too much because we'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
So we found this song. We love this song. Then I said, well, what else does he do? Can we just let's go check out Max Frost's channel.
Yeah.
All of them. We haven't had one failure yet. It's a summer vibe, Colleen.
He does not disappoint. He should be called Max Warm.
Max isn't frosty.
Yeah, no, it's
Max is
fiery. Max fiery.
Max fiery. Max is on fire. Intelligent talk, people. It's intelligent talk here.
Let's rename our podcast.
Intelligent talk.
You can intelligent talk with us.
and fiery frosty. Fire frost. Frosty fire. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All of them are good. You got to get Max Frost on your playlist.
Get him on there.
I can't believe you already know about this person. I
have heard about, okay, I'm looking at, I'm like, why is he familiar to me? And there is a song that I used to listen to a lot, but I haven't gone down to Max Frost. I haven't like listened to his albums, but there's this one song called Nice and Slow that I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
And this was, I've worked out to this song. This is one on my running playlist because it's just like a good tempo, like when you're in those longer runs.
Wait, turn it up. We didn't hear a single beat. Oh, yes.
I like to run to that kind of speed of stuff. Where you're just like treading.
He's the vibe we want to be surfing this summer.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead right now and add his albums to my library.
That's exactly what I was hoping you would say.
Yeah.
Adam, and don't
look back.
Don't look back.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a couple more things. The Hemlock Hat Co. You need a hat. You need a cute little sun hat. Hemlock Hat Co. It's the straw hats with the fabric underneath that are like stylish and cute. Protect your face, guys. Protect your face.
Do it.
It's your moneymaker. Yeah. Okay. Yep. And then lastly, I bought this thing. I saw it on TikTok. This girl was raving about it. A couple days later, I saw my friend Shannon talking about it on her story. She's like, this is the best jumpsuit of all time. It's Free People Hot Shot Onesie. And I purchased one. I want to live in it. It is it's like the best little a road trip situation, right? It's like super comfy. It's got pockets. There's a whole bunch of colors. It is, I've bought jumpsuits.
You're doing so good with words.
You're doing so good, sweetie. purchased jumpsuits on Amazon, but they don't hold their shape. Like they stretch out, you know, because it's Free People. I think it's a higher quality material or something it's a jumpsuit. So, but it's like loose, right? It's very flowy. Yeah.
I've seen this in your stories. It's so cute.
It's so cute. And when you take it off from the shoulders, you think like, oh, I'm going to stretch it out. Nope. Comes right back. It's like, it's great. And so I want to buy it in like 75 colors. I'm going to buy one in every colorway. They've got long sleeve ones. They have short ones as well, but I like the long pants. You roll them two or three times on each leg. The most comfy situation we're talking about. So that's what you want to be wearing this summer. Sorry. Okay. I think that's it. So I'm giving you real-time reviews here. Call's about to give you her real-time reviews on her favorite things. You know where else you can get real-time reviews?
Where?
ZocDoc. You can see real verified patient reviews that are going to help you find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. Because finding the right doctor is just as, if not more, important than finding the right plate of Eggs Benedict or place to go, you know, grab your morning latte. And it's, I love going off of word of mouth, but like when we moved to Phoenix, I don't really know people, you know? And so yep. I want to go off word of mouth, but I can't, I don't want to not go door to door knocking. So I go to these reviews and I say, hey, tell me which doctor to go see. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if you want to make sure you're going to the right doctor, like you don't want to go to someone that can recite every line from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right? But no. Can't remember your name. You got to get a new doctor. So yep. Let's go with ZocDoc. They're going to make it easy to find quality doctors that are going to, you know, be exactly what you're looking for. So you can book an appointment with a doctor that suits your needs, fits your schedule, is in your network, in your neighborhood, and is easy. It's a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, takes your insurance, and are available when you need them. On ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun. Whether you're trying to straighten those teeth, fix an achy back, get that mole checked out, or anything else, ZocDoc has you covered. Their mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. Search, find, and book doctors with a few steps. Find and review local doctors. And then you can also, as we mentioned, read verified patient reviews from real people who made real appointments. So now when you walk into that doctor's office, you're all set to see someone in your network who gets you. Go to ZocDoc.com. Find the doctor that is right for you and book an appointment in person or remotely that works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc and we're one of them. We're two of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to find and book a quality doctor.
Go to ZocDoc.com/sip and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/sip, ZocDoc.com/sip. All right. Okay, are you ready for my interpretation?
Send us your slop. I can't wait for this. I want to walk down memory lane with you.
So a lot of these are like similar to yours, like things that are summer vibes. And then some of these are just when I think about summer. So, okay, where do I start?
Where do you start?
Okay, so when I was when I was young, Colleen, young Colleen, we didn't go on like big trips growing up.
Same.
Like I remember we went to like Disneyland. No, we went camping though. Same. We went camping.
Summer
and that was
and
where
coast
it
and
was
camping.
At.
Yes.
And I remember the long drives and I would like, we would go with this friend and we'd like pile in her minivan and we'd like get in like snacks and we would, there was these like flashcards that were like Brain Quest. Did you ever do those?
No.
Oh my God. They were like these little Brain Quest cards where we just like sat in the back, like quizzing each other with Brain Quest. And I remember one night we were camping. This is like one of my very vivid memories. And we were probably in middle school. And everyone was asleep. And for some reason, our parents let me and my best friend Lisa like stay in the same tent together.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
For some
you,
reason.
Right?
Because but they were nice people.
But we had no sense of like be quiet after a certain time.
Oh, right.
And to us, it's like, this is the best. We're camping. Yeah. Like we're alone under the stars. Yeah. Like just total slumber party. And God, we were up all night laughing. And I remember a couple of times our parents being like, okay, you got to be quiet. And we started laughing so hard about something that my friend Lisa was like, I am going to pee my pants. Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, get out of the tent. Like, and then you got to like, when you're camping, we were just tent camping. So you have to run to like the, there's like a little pathway, area. Right? And then there's like a community restroom, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'm going to pee my pants. And so I said, we had to run. And this seemed like a big event to have to go to the bathroom,
yes.
like without our parents. We're in middle school.
Well, you got to get like your lantern out or whatever, right? So you can see where you're going. Yeah.
So she goes to open up the tent and she opened it up just a little bit and she went to leave and her shirt got stuck in the zipper of the tent. And she's like, oh my God, I'm stuck. And I'm trying to get... this zipper like open. And then I just started like pushing her from the back. So I'm like just pushing her ass is in the tent. Her head's outside of the tent. It's like, you know, however late, and I'm pushing. And then I just remember her saying, I'm peeing right now. And I just remember she was wearing sweatpants and the pool of yellow that started. I just started screaming.
In the tent? Because her ass was in the tent. So you've got a pool of pee in the tent.
In the tent, and it starts to just permeate. I didn't think to move the mattress or the sheets or the covers or the whatever. I saved myself.
Right.
I backed up to the far corner of the tent.
You're on your own.
I remember the smell starting to like get inside the tent. I just started screaming. And our parents, everyone woke up.
Yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
the whole campground woke up around us. And they got her unzipped, but then they saw all the feet. And when you make a bed camping, right, it's like an event. It feels like we got to blow up the air mattress. We got to do the things. Mm-hmm. I don't think they brought spare blankets. Everything was like soaked with pee to a degree, you know. And I remember us walking to the community campground, like, and pee kind of still coming out of her sweatpants a little bit, like as she was walking,
right, it was like just stored like up in there. Yeah.
Just kind of stored up in there. And they, our parents were just like not happy, but we could not stop laughing. I don't know. When I think about camping, and I just love camping, like I just absolutely love it. That is one thing that's really important to Chris and I. Like having memories, Ben and Ellie having memories of just like being out.
You guys are good campers.
Yeah. And I'm excited. We're like taking a camping hiatus this year because it's just too hard with a newborn. Yeah. Like none of that sounds fun.
But next year. Don't set the bar that high for any of us.
Yeah. God, hell no.
You're not doing
hell that. Hell no. Yeah. But next year. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's epic about camping and also about summer, that like anywhere where there's a fire pit or some sort of outdoor evening surround, like, maybe because like the cavemen and all of us, but put me by an open flame at night and tell me that's not the best time of your life.
Yeah.
Whether that's a campfire or like a patio, right? Yeah. Where they have fire pits at night.
That's so true.
One of our houses where you gather with friends and you bust out the wine and you sit around because it's warm at night.
Yeah.
Like that is one of the most epic things about summer. Just sitting outside at night when it's warm. Give me a fire. Give me a glass of wine. Give me good people to talk to.
Get a little Max Frost going on the radio or whatever.
Get speaker. Max Fire going.
Max Fire. You're not
around
frosty.
The fire.
Nobody's frosty here.
Yeah. And just tell me that's not the romance of life.
And s'mores, you know.
Yes.
Roasting those mellows. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God, good stories. Mm-hmm. People who make you laugh till you cry. Mm-hmm. Nothing beats that.
Nothing beats it. It's so good. You're right. You're so right.
That's what life's about.
The romance of life.
But things like that, you know, just give it all to me. Some recipes. High school Colleen, I would make this caprese salad that was not really caprese. It was like really easy to do.
I love caprese salad.
Say no more. Stop talking.
But what
I used to do is I would take string cheese and just chop up string cheese because it's mozzarella, but it was ready to go. So you don't have to buy fresh mozzarella. So just chop up string cheese with basil because basil is so summery.
Yes.
I'd have like grape tomatoes and then drizzle a little balsamic and crack a little salt. And that's like the poor man's caprese.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah. That's like a summer, and I still do that because now Ben's into string cheese. Yeah. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I got caprese all the time now.
Caprese salad. Yeah.
You know?
Caprese. I don't know what you say.
Caprese.
Whatever you say.
Caprese. I shared this recipe forever ago, but when summer's happening, you got to bust out the barbecue and an amazing side dish, corn, whether you're making it at home or taking it somewhere, is the street corn recipe. And a lot of you made this. This was like a big hit, so I'm sharing it again. We can like repost this on our Instagram. But it's just corn. And then you mix up like sour cream, or you can get the Mexican sour cream, crema Mexican agria, mayonnaise, cojita cheese, garlic, sea salt, juice and zest of a lime, cilantro, and chipotle chili powder. And so you grill the corn. Then you mix up the topping with everything except for the chili powder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you top it right with the mixture once mm-hmm. the corn's done. Sprinkle the chili powder and top with a little bit of extra cheese and cilantro. And it is like the most beautiful dish. It is the best. Mm. It is the best.
Yum.
And it tastes like summer.
Yeah.
I'm also going to have Kara repost. When I think of summer dessert, I want a crumble.
Yeah.
A berry crumble.
Okay. Okay. I'm here.
Berries are in season. That warm cold combo, and I have the
with
best.
With ice cream, you mean?
Yeah. What did I say?
You didn't say that. You just said warm cold.
Yeah, combo, yeah. So having it warm and then having it all a mode cream. With some
yes,
ice cream.
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this recipe on Epicurious, Epicurious.
Mm-hmm.
If you put in Epicurious cobbler, you'll probably get to it.
What's it called?
But I'll have Kara repost it. So what I do is I find these recipes.
I screenshot
them. I
Googled Epicurious cobbler and it says like peach cobbler, mixed berry, brown sugar berry.
Mixed berry.
It's the mixed berry Epicurious cobbler.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is the best recipe.
Mm.
It is so.
Like this?
So good.
Is that the picture that I'm supposed to be making?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. It is so good. So I'll have Kara post this. Wait, I don't know if that's the one. Because
it doesn't look like it's a crumble, really.
I like a crumble. And this one, because I find recipes.
Cobbler. So I need to put in Epicurious crumble.
Yeah. When I find recipes that I like, I screenshot them and then I email them to myself. So then I can search my inbox until the end of time.
Well, you need to tell us which one it is.
I sent this email to myself in 2018, and that's how long I've been using this exact.
Well, why don't you? What is the name of it?
It says Epicurious crumble. I'm going to post this on our Instagram.
Okay.
I will get you guys the right
thing. Get us the exact one.
I will get you the exact one.
Okay.
But damn, it is good. Okay.
Shit, that's
trip fresh. Down memory lane. Besides the like push pops, like the freezy, icy.
Yes.
When I think summer, I think the orange cream cups with the wooden freaking stick.
I forgot all about those. I forgot all about them. And you are
those are the most epic thing.
Remember
the little white lid, and then you get your little wooden. I need to get some of those for Ben, and they're delicious.
I feel like we used to get them a lot on like field trips. Get those.
Yes.
Or I don't feel like I ever had them at my house, but when I would go to a friend's house that had them, and you'd be like playing outside all day, but then they're like, "Hey, do you want one?" And it's like you were already at a 10, but you're at now an 11, knowing that you can go get one of those from the freezer. And then you just, absolutely. I can't believe I forgot about those. Yes.
Next time I see them at the store.
Get them.
I'm going to get them.
Do they still make them? Have you seen them at the store?
They must. They have to.
They have to. It's too good.
They must.
To. Yeah.
Did you ever go to summer camps growing up?
No, I never did.
You never went to any summer camp?
No. I don't think so.
The middle school that I went to. Every summer they did like they turned school into like a party during the summer.
Oh.
And it was like a camp event for like – it was like a program,
yeah.
I guess, where they had like different activities. There was like an art room, and then there was like all kinds of like physical things you could go do, like games and things. And like capture the flag is happening at this time. Mm-hmm. And you just hung out. Like at school, but did
that
fun things.
So fun.
And then you got a certain amount of like currency that you could go spend to get like food and items and things.
Cute.
And the thing that I got every single day that felt like the $1 million ticket during the summer and is still, I think, underrated and something we need to make, the Italian soda.
I do remember getting Italian sodas. but Dude. More like Olive Garden. We did Olive Garden a lot, you know? And you remember loving, what even is that? It's like Sprite with syrup and then cream.
Yeah, like whipped cream on top.
Oh, yes.
Just absolutely delicious.
I forgot about Italian sodas.
Give me an Italian soda any freaking day.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I forgot. You're bringing back the good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Starting in high school, all throughout college, one of the things I did every summer was take a trip to the Gorge and see Dave Matthews Band. Mm-hmm. I've seen Dave Matthews Band 10 times. We haven't gone in forever. But that, when I think about summer, the Gorge, if you can ever, if it's like, if you haven't been, put it on your bucket list to go see a concert at the Gorge in the summer. It is like the most beautiful setting. Like when the sun sets, it looks like the artists are like floating. It's like behind, it's, you're literally in a gorge. The sound mm-hmm. is unreal. Mm-hmm. And then when the sun goes down, the amount of stars that you can see and listen to music is like transcendent. It is a life mm-hmm. experience. It is
I've
so
never
cool.
been to the Gorge. Like,
we have to go. And so I put Dave Matthews Band as like my, like what I want in my ears for the summer mm-hmm. because that, you can't go wrong. You can literally just go to Dave Matthews and hit shuffle all songs. And that, I mean, sitting out by a campfire or a fire with wine and listening to Dave Matthews.
This combines your fire and camping thing.
Yes.
With your music.
Yes. I remember Chris and I went to go see John Mayer at the Gorge years ago. And afterwards, because you can camp there too. So we were camping, just the two of us. And after the concert, we went back and we were in the tent, like playing, because it's kind of cold. It gets cold there because you get the hot mm-hmm. days and then it gets pretty, it can get kind of cold at night. So we were sitting inside the tent. We were playing like cards or something. And people next to us were partying, like major partying.
Rage town.
But the music that they had going during their, I mean, it was like a chill camp party, but like, there was like loud music and a lot of laughing. You could tell a lot of drunkenness. It was, they were having a great time.
Yeah.
But they were listening to Daft Punk, mm-hmm. Random Access Memories, which won album of the year years and years and years ago. But I specifically remember I had listened, I had given that album a once over. But then as Chris and I were playing cards, listening to those people listen to that music, mm-hmm. I was like, damn, this is a vibe.
Yeah.
Like, this is a summer vibe. And then Chris and I listened to that album the whole way home. And I still go to that album when it's summertime. Like, that is one mm-hmm. of my go-tos because it just is a vibe.
Yeah.
That is my summer vibe is Dave Matthews and Daft Punk, Random Access Memories, as well as this summer, I'm still playing the new Harry Styles album basically nonstop right now.
I just saw Dave Matthews is still playing there.
Yes.
Like to infinity and beyond. I looked up tickets.
It's so impressive because they don't come out with new albums all that often. They don't have like hits necessarily all that often. Mm-hmm. But they command a crowd. They tour every single summer and they sell out major things.
Yeah.
And they're like one of the most successful shows for like – they must be one of the most successful shows.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yeah.
I would think.
Good for them, man. And it's always like, it seems like Labor Day weekend. I thought it was Memorial Day, but this is September. So I think it must be Labor Day weekend.
They just keep doing it every single year.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It. I live for a good sour beer in the summer.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I had a sour beer last night for the first time in a long time.
Did it hit
hung
the spot?
On every, it was so, so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you don't know what sour beer is, they're definitely becoming more popular. Just ask for it the next time you're at a place that has a lot of beer. You may or may not like it. I think it's kind of an acquired taste. It's not a slam dunk recommendation. But if you like kombucha type vibes and you like beer, this is like the two of those things had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very good. Okay. You need a tumbler, a good tumbler for the summer. I linked this one, which is my tumbler of the moment.
Ooh, cute.
It is very happy. It's big, right? Yeah. So you can fit a lot of drink in this, whatever kind of drink you're having. And it's a very happy vibe. It looks like a Florida cup in the sense it has a ton of flamingos everywhere. It's like bright green and pink and yellow, and it's fun. So I linked that in our shop. A couple products. You can't have a successful summer without good Birkenstocks.
No, you can't have a successful life without good Birkenstocks.
If you have slept on Birkenstocks, even though they're so popular, because they're kind of, it's a price, you know, it's not, they're not cheap.
Right, and but they do last for years and years and years and years. Yeah.
Years and years and years and years. And you can wear them to happy hour and then out to go run errands and then out to go check the mail. Like
anywhere.
God, they're cute.
You know that jumpsuit that I talked about?
Yes.
Both times that I saw it, or not both times, I saw it a few times, they styled it with Birkenstocks and it was such a look. Like, yeah, I want it, you know?
Yes.
That look. So cute.
Like, I buy a new pair of Birkenstocks every summer. That just add one a year. They are pricey, but they're worth it. And then over time you get, you know, a nice collection. I was looking at this two other memories, and then I'm going to just talk about two more products and then we'll call it a wrap. But I remember in high school, like there's not a whole lot of places to go other than friends' house or like out to restaurants or like Sherry's. Like you're not going to bars in high school, but one of the things we would do, me and my friends, is we would get totally dressed up, like makeup, hair. And I remember Urban Outfitters being the place. Like if I had a new shirt or something from Urban Outfitters, I felt like the coolest girl in the world. So we'd get all dressed up. And then if you are from Oregon or familiar with the area, we would drive down to Northwest 23rd.
Yes.
And we would just walk up and down Northwest 23rd.
Yes. And there's an Urban Outfitters right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'd like sometimes like pop into the Starbucks.
Right.
You know, or wherever. But
there's a store there called Hypnosi.
Up and down.
I love shopping in Hypnosi. Yeah.
And that's all we would do.
Oh, Northwest 23rd.
And especially if it was nighttime.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they have the lights all year. I feel like on the trees, the little twinkle lights.
Yeah. And part of the magic was the drive there too. So you're like dressed up. It's summer. Yeah. You're listening to music.
It felt like an experience.
Yes. Okay. Last one. I like to have, these are just two products, but I like to have a little bit more full coverage from a makeup perspective. Like my skin is naturally kind of like more red. Undertones.
Yeah.
So I need a little bit more full coverage. But a couple of things that I'm living for right now to keep it feeling light. Clinique.
Oh.
Red. They have a foundation that's like a BB cream.
Yeah.
That's for redness. It's Clinique Redness Solution.
Clinique, man.
Yeah. Redness Solutions has SPF and you can get it on Amazon. I'm linking it right now. But it feels like a super light foundation, definitely more of like a BB cream. But it has really good coverage. Like I put that on and people have complimented. They're like, oh, you look like good. You look healthy or whatever.
Right.
Great.
Right. Yeah. It's Clinique.
Awesome. It's Clinique. So that's been my favorite base as of late. You also need a great bronzer for summer.
Oh, yeah.
Hoola is, we've talked about Hoola before, still a go-to for me. Yep. And then sometimes I scratch all of that and there's this powder that I found that I really like, the Good Mineral Foundation. And it's just a super clean vegan powder, but it looks like a fountain. It's what I'm wearing right now. That's it.
Wow.
It's just powder, but it feels like more coverage and it just kind of evens everything out. But it's, you know, kind of more of that powdery finish versus like glowy. So you could like do this with like a little bit of glow stuff if you wanted, you know, more of that vibe.
You could probably do this SPF and then that on top and it'd be like a nice little situation.
Nice little combo. So those are mine. But you know what else I like to do, Ash, during the summer is eat fresh.
Eat fresh.
And HelloFresh makes that easy for me. Farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to my doorstep. I love skipping trips to the grocery store and counting on HelloFresh to make cooking at home easy, fun, and affordable. bust out the grill on a nice warm evening and make dinner from HelloFresh's cookout collection. Whoa.
We love a summer cookout. We love a summer cookout.
With recipes like Melty Monterey Jack burgers. Oh. They give you foolproof step-by-step recipes, which helps make a joyful cooking experience and a stress-free summer. Plus, HelloFresh cuts back on time spent in the kitchen with meals being ready in about 30 minutes or less. This has been a lifesaver for us for a long time. We love not having to think about what should we do for dinner this week and just going on to HelloFresh, picking out what's going to be delivered to our doorstep and then making that decision so much easier. We always know what we're having without having to put too much brain power into it, which is nice. But especially now, having a little bit more chaos at home, especially around dinner time when we've got a newborn and this just big adjustment. Oh my gosh. Just having things dialed in with HelloFresh has been an absolute lifesaver.
I just made something recently. They sent us another kit recently. And because I know you've been getting it for years and years and years. But
yeah,
one of the things that they have now, I feel like you can, they have more catering or accommodation for dietary preferences. And I also love the ability. It's called Hello Custom, where you can swap out one protein or side for another. So you can like customize it a little more, which for me, I'm a little more high maintenance when it comes to what I can eat or want to eat. And so I love that about it. You guys got to check it out yourself. Go to HelloFresh.com/SIP16 and use the code SIP16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/SIP16 and use code SIP16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. It's America's number one meal kit for a reason. You gotta go there and find out for yourself. You'll believe it when you taste it.
All right, let's land
the bird. Do you remember when we started and you're like, we only have 2 ads today? We could probably make this a 45er. I'm like, famous last words.
We never
can, you guys. We just can't.
We never can.
It's too much fun. Okay. So my rant that I was, my fourth quarter rant is getting older. Here's what's happening now.
Yeah.
Well, one, we've already talked about hangovers, but I don't know if you remember this. When you were little, you'd be like laying down or whatever on the ground. Your parents would come up to you and then they'd stand up and you would hear like snap, crackle, pop, all their joints and stuff are popping.
Oh yeah.
That's me now.
Now I'm
like, you know, crouching down on the ground playing with the kids or whatever, and I stand up, pop, 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 pop. It's like, and it doesn't hurt. It's just my body is adjusting to heights. I don't know. I'm down here and I'm up here. Body's got to make, it's got something to say about it. It's just crazy, right? Then my back is, Sarisa, my sister, she's almost 40. She said every single morning she wakes up and she had like a tight back and she's got to do some stretches. My back is acting out again. I've just like, I got to take care of it. I just feel like, and also I notice, I've been looking and I'm like, wait, is my face starting to sag? My boobs are certainly sagging. My boobs are downtown Charlie Brown. They are low, baby. And thank God for, you know, support sports bras. Lift those suckers up. But they are saggy baggies. My face is starting to become a saggy bag. It's like my jaw. Yes, when I look at my jaw, I feel like it used to be a little more up. It's like a little bit more down now. And it's just, so my rant is just getting older. And this is before anything horrible happens, right? Like, I look at, you know, well, John's dad is very, very sick. And it just is like, it just is so hard to get older. My stepmom just had knee replacement surgery. You know, your dad had his hip done. It's just like getting, like, F this, man. If I'm going to be alive and have the brain that I still have, can my body just try a little harder to keep up? What's going on here?
Yes. Yes.
You know?
This should,
like, everything should give up at once.
This is criminal.
Right.
Yeah. It should press charges on your body.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's absolutely unacceptable, and I can't do anything about it, but I'm pissed. Pissed for all of us on everyone's behalf.
Yes.
Getting older.
They need to have something in between a full facelift and, like, lotions that you put on your face. Like, there should be.
There probably is something in between a full face lift and lotion. Like, there's probably. Let's call it Botox. Maybe,
besides,
shall we?
Botox, besides anything like. Yeah, like, right. I'm talking something very non. Like, but something effective.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a hair tie, but it gently tugs on the ears a little
right.
bit.
I bought. So, have you heard of Gua Sha?
Or like a hat that just.
Oh, a hat. Oh, that's exactly a good call.
Something with. You know?
Right. Well, because you can like do a really high tight pony and it sort of pulls you up, but then you get a headache and you hate your life.
Right.
Like after several hours, you're like, oh, that hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. You know, it's a price you pay. But have you heard of Gua Sha?
Uh-uh.
It's like a stone and I see it all over TikTok and you like massage it up to your skin. It's supposed to like drain your lymphatic system, but also pull things up. So I bought one a couple weeks ago. It's sitting under my cabinet in my bathroom. I just haven't done it, you know? But I'm going to give it a try and I'll report
I that. Have some of those stone rollers. I don't know if it's Gua Sha. But the thing is I get those things and I don't take care of them. I don't use them. Mm-hmm. Someone said it's nice if you refrigerate it. It's upstairs in the refrigerator. Been up there for a year.
Right. Right. Right.
Just in there.
Right.
I don't know.
But, you know, and I'm just also just thinking about how your body, like, you know, your dad's hip, my stepmom's knee. My dad is a whole robotic human. He's got to replace hip, two replace knees. He's getting his shoulders done. He's trying to put them off as much as he can. He's getting his shoulders done next. He can't lift his shoulders.
I didn't know there was shoulder replacement.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I mean,
he's made of titanium at this point.
Wow.
He's a robot. My dad is turning into a robot. And it would be fine if surgeries weren't so painful, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, getting older sucks, man.
Blows.
And here we are. We're only in our 30s. Can you imagine what it's going to feel like when we're 70?
Yeah, no. All right. My rant, I feel like my iPhone is always hitting me up to buy more iCloud storage.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, your storage is gone. Mm-hmm. We just need another $10 from you.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
I feel like I keep doing that.
Right.
With the guise of like, okay, I'm now giving you more. I should be settled up for a long time.
Yeah. I already bought the phone.
I couple keep foul. Buying the storage. It's just, you know, and my storage is always full, but I'm like, how?
How?
I don't do anything on my phone.
Yeah.
I take pictures. I go in. I check the inventory. I'm like, where's all the things getting taken up?
Yeah.
Do I have – and so I'm trying to like delete things or save things.
Right.
Or did something get downloaded that shouldn't have? But it's kind of constant. Like,
also,
hey, Colleen, we need another $5.
Why do we have to pay for that? You know what I mean? It's like,
what am I
is that actually costing them any money? It's like, if the storage is there, you're not building a new system for me to get a 10 extra gigs.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just sitting there. It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
This is just a way for you to get my, I think about that with my Gmail. I don't want to go through my emails from hundreds of years ago. So I just continue to buy storage. But I think, well, that storage is already there. Who's paying for it? It's like if there's a house that's built and then someone's paying for it, I guess, right? It's there. I don't know what's happening. No one's paying for it, I guess. But then they're like, if you want to walk by this house, you got to pay.
Yeah.
Something.
Yes. I feel like it's a shakedown.
It's a shakedown.
I'm getting shook down. It's just a little bit of a squeeze.
It's a little bit of a squeeze.
I don't like that. They're squeezing
me. And it's unexplainable. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If it was like, when you pay us, we build this new part of the internet. But they're not. That's not true. It's just there. Like the cloud, it's not even a real thing. It's just a made up thing.
So they hit me up last month. Hey, your thing you haven't paid us more. So your shit hasn't been backed up for 30 days. Threatening.
Right.
You know what I
did? You don't want to lose those memories.
I said, I don't care.
You said middle finger.
And I've continued on with my life, which feels really bold.
Yeah, that does feel bold.
And I don't know what's going to happen
without
iCloud storage, but so far my life,
you know what else
is not affected.
You know what else is going on with this iCloud? They're storing too much shit. I bought an iPad for Mac to travel, just like a baby little iPad, like a not a lot of gigs or whatever, right? Like just your basic shit. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, hey, do you want to link your eye thing to it? I'm like, okay, sure, I'll link it, right? Sure. So I'm setting up the thing. It's linking. It downloads 758 apps that I used 10 years ago. It's downloading to his iPad. It was out of storage before we even started the iPad. And I'm like, I haven't used that app in 25 years. Why are you putting this on my new device?
Mac doesn't need my period tracker.
No. Like, what in the F? And it's like, oh, this is why you're charging me. I think I've deleted it from my phone. You think, haha, sucker, we're still keeping it in the atmosphere. I don't want it in my atmosphere. I don't want it anywhere near me. That's why I deleted it.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I know what you're saying. And then what do they do? Storage. They say, hey, Mac, we need $10 from you. You want to watch Cocomelon? We need $10.
And also Mac says, fine. This is another thing. So your kids, I don't know how Ben is yet, but they've got the iPad and my iCloud or whatever is linked to it. So my phones or my messages go to that, right? And so they learn when they're watching a show, the little notification comes up and they swipe. They just swipe. Yeah. So we're out of town right now. My cousin calls me yesterday and she's watching our dog. And I see it on my watch and I go to answer it. Gone. Call declined on iPad because Revy's watching it. And I was like, God damn it. So I start walking into the house. She calls again. I start getting nervous, right? It rings What's one time. Happening? Decline. And I go, Revy. I finally get in here and I said, Rev, stop declining the phone. And she's like, well, it's annoying. I'm like, you know, but they just know how to do it. So swipe away. Your life doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too linked. It's too much storage. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Carl.
Yeah.
Okay. My rave.
Yeah.
What's
tell
my
me.
Rave? Let me pull it up. What is, oh my God.
What? What? No.
My rave literally said, I forgot I put this scouts on her. My rave literally says, iPads and tablets because
awkward
because we drove 6 hours, 6.5 hours yesterday and I don't know how we would have survived without them.
Yeah, everything we just said, forget about it.
Apple, I apologize. I hope you're not listening. Don't store the last rant in the cloud, please. Forget it. Forget I ever said that. I am so beyond grateful for you.
They need to have iCloud and they need to have like, I forget. Or I forget. Just like,
right. iCloud. Well, remember, I forget. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Erase. But I really truly am like, how rad is it to be connected to the world on just from the palm of your hand?
Right.
You know?
Right.
All right. Again, how many times we've bitched about Apple several times and it's like, what are we going to do about it? Nothing. Nothing. We're just going to continue being a consumer. But I hate them and I love them.
My rave is, we're, a month into Allie's life here.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago and throughout, Ben has said a couple of times, Ellie needs to go home to her mommy and daddy. Mm-hmm. There's been a couple things. Mm-hmm. And it's been quite an adjustment. There's been some definitely like, there's been some moments that have been hard.
Well,
Ben,
can you imagine? Let's paint the picture. You're living happily with you, Ben, and Chris.
Yeah.
And then Chris all of a sudden says, hey, we're going to bring a new family member in and you've got shit to say. You got nothing. Ben and Chris have decided new family member comes in. You got to share your time. And you're like, wait, what?
What?
I'm not.
Yeah.
Where was my opinion in this? Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I totally get that. He's like,
what the
hell?
But the highs and what I'm seeing more of is belly.
Oh, that's cute.
Ben and Ellie.
Belly.
They're bonding. They're starting to bond. Mm-hmm. And nothing can prepare you for how cute that is. Mm-hmm. My God. Mm-hmm. It is so sweet. And he's so helpful. He wants to help with every diaper change. I'm like, oh, Ellie's, she's got a poop. Can I help change? He calls Ellie him. Can I change him? I'm like, yes, you can change her, but he's in charge of holding the diaper and he's in charge of holding the wipe. And this morning she was doing like he wanted to get under a blanket with Ellie, like take a nap with her. So we like put a blanket down on the living room floor and then got like another blanket for him. And then you know, he was, I don't know, just was so sweet. And so, you know, she, I put her next to him and he just held her hand so sweetly and wanted me to read them books. And I could have just sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. I think Chris did because I didn't have my phone. I was like laying there, but there is a picture because he did kind of a similar thing last night where he wanted her in the crib with him. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't a thing because, you know, but I said, well, you can be next to her. She can be next to you. And so this is them in his room. She's just, you know.
Oh, my gosh. And he's looking at her with absolute adoration.
And then just the things he's saying, like this, I'll play just this little audio part. Hold on.
She's smiling.
No.
Wait.
Did you see the little smile? She's smiling.
It knows.
She's got a big nose. She's smiling at you, Ben.
I got a big nose.
I got a big nose.
I have boogies in my nose.
Dad, do I have boogies in my nose?
No.
What the?
Oh my.
You have boogies in my
nose. I've got boogies in my nose?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
They're coming out.
Oh no, they're coming out. Big boogies.
Anyway, that's not really, but like, he's just like, we're all talking and just like hanging out, you know, and he's saying things that like include her, that are inclusive of her. Like, we're reading a book and he's like, I like this fire engine and this one's for daddy and this one's for mommy and this one's for Eleanor. And like, his favorite thing right now is telling jokes like, hey, mommy, guess what? Chicken butt. And we're driving in the car and he's like, hey, Eleanor, guess what? You know, he's like,
jokes.
Yeah. And like, she got a little fussy in the car and he was saying, it's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And just little things that I'm sure like parents of two, you're like, yep, you know, there's so much more to come, you know, and there's going to be more lows and highs, but this is the first time experiencing it for us. And it's like, cool. Mm-hmm. It's just really cool and so precious.
Special. And it starts, I feel like, to calm you a little bit. That you didn't totally ruin his life. You're like, oh, okay, this is going to work out. Like, he doesn't, he's not going to be, he's not going to hate this. He's actually going to love it.
Yeah, a month in and I feel like we are stabilizing.
Mm. I love that.
You know, he's like, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So. All right, you guys.
I'm glad we kept this one at under 45 for you.
Oh, God, yeah. Nice and quick in and out job.
In and out job.
Tell a friend, rate, subscribe, review, and right.
Join us on Patreon, you know, do those things.
All the things.
Oh, also, just to say here too that we talked about it on Instagram, we talked about it on Patreon, but we did restock. I think it's still in stock. The shirt, actually Colleen's wearing it right now, the Summer Nights and Women's Right shirt. I think that's our most popular tee that it's our favorite one that we've ever sold, but it's also, I think, the most popular purchase, like highly purchased one. We restocked it. All proceeds are going to Planned Parenthood. So get one for you, get one for a friend, and you can sip with us always.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.